Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 783. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including the postage and the handling. The reason that we include the postage and handling and make everything available free is because God revealed himself unto me. And then began living in me, and God was then manifested in the world in me. And as it says in 1 Timothy 3:16, so I'm going to read that to you, and everyone is to show that God is in the world, manifesting himself in you. He manifested himself in Christ Jesus, God did. Chapter 3, verse 16 of 1 Timothy says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness." The mystery of how to be godly. Because it's the word godliness is written in a small g. And without controversy, great is the mystery of how God can live in you. But then he goes on to tell you that God was manifest in the flesh. And that's exactly how God manifests himself, is in living in human flesh. If Christ is not living in you, because Christ showed that God was living in him. God was manifested in the flesh, and he was justified in the spirit, just like we are. And there's no condemnation to us if we walk in the spirit. And guardian angels are around us when the spirit of God is living in us. When God is manifesting himself in the flesh, this is the way that God deals with humanity, is in human flesh. And Jesus was in human flesh, and so we also are members of his body. Also, we're in human flesh as well, justified in the Holy Spirit. Because we're only justified if we're walking in the Spirit. And we're seen of angels, because guardian angels all around us are witnessing that we are indeed manifesting God in our flesh. Preached unto the Gentiles. Well, you know, Jesus never really, at the time that he was here, he preached to the Jews first. But then later he preached to the Gentiles in the flesh of the apostles and all the disciples. He was believed on in the world, in this world, because the world is sleeping like a sleeping dog. Now that may offend some people, but it's true. God says that the whole world is deceived. And then after he was believed on in the world, when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you accept him into your flesh so that God can be manifested in your flesh, so that he can be raised and you can be raised up into glory. Now, we know that the word of God is true, because the Bible also goes on in chapter 4 of the book of 1 Timothy. Now, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. And yeah, I can see that in my own church. I see it in all over the world. There's so many people that are going to these churches that are headed by Catholics. They exalt Catholicism when God in his word denounces it, Catholicism, and states that it is the great whore, and that it controls the beast, which is also the part of the big trio, the Antichrist, many shall depart from the faith. And they have departed from the faith, and this also coincides with in the book of 2 Thessalonians, that many shall fall away, that the Lord will not come until there shall be a great falling away, where people, their faith is given up for doubt. Now, doubt is the exact opposite. They depart from the faith means they start doubting God, and they stop fearing God. And what they do is give heed to seducing spirits. Now, we have to know, it's important to know, that seducing spirits are always coming to us to get us to depart from the faith. In other words, the faith in that we must manifest the presence of God in us. Because the scripture plainly states the mystery of godliness is that God is manifested in the flesh and no other way. Some people are looking like in metaphysics or something for some sign or some kind of a manifestation with their eyes that they can see something from God, rather than to allow God to manifest himself in their flesh so that they can be justified by walking in the Spirit, and so that angels can assist them in the manifestation of godliness in them, in their flesh. Preached unto the Gentiles. We're the ones that are preaching unto the Gentiles. Believed on in the world. How can anyone in the world believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? People don't have the fear of the Lord enough to let the Lord manifest himself in your flesh. You don't have the fear of the Lord, therefore you've fallen away. You're part of the great falling away. And there's no way that you'll be received up into glory. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times, which is right now, some shall depart from the faith, just like 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says. They become antichrist, giving they pay attention or giving heed or pay attention to these spirits that seduce them, evil spirits that seduce them, and tell them these are doctrines of devils. And speaking lies, there's just so many liars today in hypocrisy, having their consciences seared with a hot iron. And this government, the whore, with its one world government, one world church, which is not a church, it's a cult, be forbidding for people to marry and commanding people to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Even the Catholicism tells you that you have to eat fish on Friday. You abstain from different things like that. But the Lord has talked to me and told me, I reckon it's because of all the contamination in beef today. He told me not to eat it anymore. And of course, pork is not to be eaten. It's a scavenger. And now we're going to begin reading in the book of Proverbs, but this is after I sing a song to you. It's called Stand By Me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me,
stand by me.
when the storms of life are raging. Stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship out on the sea, now who blessed wind and water, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, now who never lost a battle, stand by me. Now who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Stand by me.
All right, now we're in the 10th chapter of Proverbs of King Solomon. Father, anoint a message today, yeah, that souls may be persuaded to walk in the Holy Spirit, that they may manifest your presence in them in this world. Lord, that you be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 1, is of Solomon. King Solomon said, the Bible says he was the wisest man on earth. A wise son maketh a glad father. Well, what is a wise son? A wise son is one that fears God and realizes that God wants to manifest himself in our flesh. And the only way that God can manifest himself in our flesh is if he's living in us. Because there's no manifestation of God in us if he's not living in us. And that's how it's so easy for at least me to tell that people are walking in the flesh and that the Lord is not walking in them when they say so many things that are false, or you can see that they're not doing the things that the Lord did in his flesh. There's just nothing in them at all, but just they're walking in the flesh and not after the Spirit. So the Proverbs of Solomon states, a wise son, one that fears God, because wisdom is fear, makes a glad father. I am so happy if my son is walking in the Spirit. But a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Well, why? Because the mother that is really of the Lord can tell whether her son is of the Lord or not. Some people feel that they should just honor an ungodly son, but the Bible tells us that we must discipline them because even God disciplines those that he loves. And he does it because he doesn't want them to go to hell. And so therefore he many times, all the time really, he makes a different environment for people. A lot of times people say when they get happy when they get put in prison because they seem to this discipline that God allows them to receive, and so they have no it would be much better that they receive discipline without having to go to prison. But if they have to go to prison, the Lord does that so that they can have some time to get a hold of the Lord and begin reading His Word so that they can realize scriptures like 1 Timothy 3:16. That God is in the world. He was in the world in the flesh. And He manifested Himself in the flesh. And that's the way that God is. It pleases God to preach the gospel to the world by people who are in the flesh. It just really throws people for a loop to think that God could be living in people. But the Lord says that this is the kingdom of heaven. And when people are not wise, but they're fools, what it is they begin believing that the Bible is not of the Lord. It's not really the Word of God. But the Bible is the real Word of God. It's the actual Word of God. It is God. The Bible tells us that the Word of God is God. And that the Word of God became flesh so that God, by the Spirit, could manifest Himself in the flesh of His only begotten Son. Then the Bible goes on to tell us that we become sons of God when we realize this and allow Christ, the fear of God, makes us to realize that we're not walking in the Spirit. And that the only way people say, how can I get out of this state of being an evil person? How can I begin being Christ-like? And the Bible says that I thank God that for Christ Jesus. So that therefore there's no condemnation. There's no way to go to hell if you're walking in the Spirit. In other words, if God, you're allowing God to walk in the Spirit with you, and you're no longer foolish then. Therefore, you're not the heaviness of your mother. Because no mother really wants their son to go to hell. And no father does either. It makes a father glad when his son and the people that he's preaching to receive the truth of the Word of God, that God wants to, and does only manifest it Himself in the flesh. It pleases the Lord that the world would be saved by people walking in the Spirit, humans that are in the flesh, but are not walking after the flesh, are walking after the Spirit, that the world would be saved by the foolishness of the preaching of the gospel. Now, you're not going to get saved by looking for signs and wonders and dreams and visions and all these things. These came to me without me wanting to see them. Many of these things frightened me. I didn't want to see them. I never wanted to be a preacher, a teacher. I never wanted to be a person of God because I was extremely foolish. I was walking in the flesh and I was enjoying it. Pastor, you said you were enjoying it. Yes, I was until the fear of the Lord came upon me in this office when the Lord was talking to me in Beverly Hills, and He began showing me that there's something more in this world than just living a carefree life, living the way we want to. Because you can enjoy yourself all throughout your life, but then all of a sudden, God pulls you into reality next to Himself. And it, unfortunately, some people that doesn't happen to until they die. But really, God is a good God and He loves everybody and therefore He chastens those that He loves. But some people become rebellious after He chastens them and they become doubly foolish by rejecting his love, which is chastening, and they see the natural world around them, that God has provided everything for them. I mean, it's just amazing how the entire world of nature is conformed to the desires of human flesh. I mean, if you don't like peaches, you love pears. If you don't like pears, you like apples or cherries or watermelon or melons. There's just a variety of ways that the Lord shows or manifests his love in the world for people. And many of the governments today that are the part of the beast make it to where you're not allowed to grow, and as a matter of fact, they'll pay people if you own land to not grow, because they don't want you growing food. It's just a part of the wickedness of Satan. So it pleases God that the world will be saved by the foolishness of preaching the gospel. People call me up and say, will you pray for my mother that she gets saved? And I tell them, or my sister or my brother or somebody, and I say, look, the Bible says that the people are saved by the foolishness of preaching the gospel, not by praying. We can pray that the gospel that we preach to them, that we're going to preach to them, or we can pray that the word of God that we teach and preach them will take hold in their heart, and they'll receive it and no longer be foolish, or that they will receive it so that their souls will be saved. Now, I've told people many times that I receive the same reward from God if I preach the gospel, not as I would, but he shows me what he wants preached, so that it'll be the message that is necessary at the very time that the Lord wants me to preach it. There's something within the Word of God, which is actually the Spirit of God and the life of God, that can bring people close to the Lord. No man can receive the Lord unless his Holy Spirit draws him, and therefore we're not to just teach the Word of God or preach it or have a canned lesson that you learn, but you must be led by the Holy Spirit, because you don't know who's in the audience. Many times the Lord has stopped me in a message when I was preaching it in the congregation, and he switched the whole thing around that I had planned to preach, and there would be somebody in the congregation that had just come in. The Holy Spirit would stop me from preaching, and then he'd start bringing a revelation down through me by telling, there's somebody in this congregation today that has tried to commit suicide on many occasions. And if you've done this, I want you to know, don't do it anymore, because if you murder yourself, which you just think you're killing yourself, or if you hire somebody to assassinate you, that you go to hell. And if you think, things are rough on this earth, and they're getting rougher all the time, because everyone that claims to be wanting to be the president of the United States must go through channels in order to be able to even run for a president. You have to agree with the Vatican, with the Antichrist. And it doesn't make any difference whether people want to believe that or not. That's the way it is. In order to be a worldly leader, you have to conform to the world. But the Lord wants you to be transformed to him. He wants you to utterly turn your back on the Lord. And then when you do that, well, then you can start receiving messages. Well, after that message that I was telling a person, that there's somebody trying to commit suicide, and if you do, you're going to hell, because it's murder. Because God doesn't want you to murder your body. He wants to live in it so he can manifest himself in the flesh, in your flesh. Because it's impossible for the flesh to do the work of the Lord unless it's the power of God living in you, manifesting himself in and through you by the work that he does in and through you. And so this means that we have to continuously read the Word of God. We have to seek God. We have to be in prayer all the time so that we're not seeking the treasures of this world. Verse 2 says, the treasures of wickedness profit nothing. So if you are wicked and that you're just after money, it's like a game to you to see how many millions of dollars that you can put in the bank, you're not allowing the Lord to live in you, because this is, you know, earning money is a game. It's a game. But serving the Lord is no game. And the Lord wants you to deny the treasures of wickedness, because they profit nothing. But righteousness delivereth from death. Well, what is righteousness? Righteousness is that God is manifesting himself in your flesh, as he did in Jesus. Jesus says in the latter days, you'll do greater things than I did. He says, because I will be in you, and you will be in me, and I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, and the Father will be in you as well, and the Holy Spirit will be in you. And so therefore you have to discipline yourself. If you don't want to be wicked, you have to discipline yourself to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit. Well, you don't want to hear this. You want to block your ears up. Well, if you block your ears up from the Word of God, then you are delivering yourself unto death. But because treasures of wickedness profit nothing. Zero. So why knock yourself out? Because if you die during the time that you're knocking yourself out to earn treasures of wickedness, you go out into eternity the same way you came into this world. You come in the flesh. And the flesh profits nothing. And you can't take anything with you. I'm going to be doing another song that talks about, you know, going into heaven. You people get ready. There's a train a-coming. The way they wrote it says you don't need no baggage. Well, I changed the words to you can't take no baggage. You just praise the Lord, or you just have faith. And faith means, if you have faith, well, then you believe that you must allow Christ or God to manifest himself in your flesh. And how do you do it? By accepting Christ into your spirit. When you ask Christ to come into you, then the Spirit comes into you, and then you have God living in you. Because Christ was in the flesh, the same flesh and bone and blood as we have. Now there's some preachers that teach you that Christ had a different kind of blood than we do, but that's totally against the Word of God. The Word of God says he was entirely like us, so far as the flesh is concerned. He had the same blood, bone, and flesh as we do. And because he walked in the Spirit, he was able to overcome the desires of flesh, the bone, and the blood, the humanness of us. Because he was God in the flesh, and so are we. We become, the Bible says, the fullness of Christ in us, which means that we are the temple of God. We are the house of God. We're the church. We're the New Jerusalem. We're the bride of Christ. We're all those things. The treasures of wickedness. You know, you may be real high, in deep pockets. You know, you've got all kinds of money and you like to boast about that. But it doesn't profit you anything. You can only eat so much per day. I know I made a lot of money when I was out in the world. And the Lord takes care of me today with food. I don't eat that much. I can only sleep in one bed. I can only drive in one car. And so what good is it to have hundreds of millions or billions of dollars, because, you know, it's just a show off to flesh, and flesh is nothing unless it is housing the Spirit of God, unless God is, you're allowing God to manifest himself in you. But righteousness delivers you from death. And that is the first, delivers you from the last death, the second death. And the second death is that you are, you never know when you're going to die. I don't, you don't either. Unless the Lord has revealed that unto you. And sometimes it happens suddenly. You keep rejecting the Lord over and over again because you're not at all interested in manifesting God in your flesh. So the Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish. So even though I gave up all the money that I could have made in the world, if I wouldn't have done what the Lord told me to do, I'm sure I would be dead and in hell right now. Because you don't know when we're going to die, none of us do. And if you die without Christ, if you're treasuring up wickedness, it's not going to profit you anything at the judgment bar of God. Oh, you say, I get lots of women, I have lots of money, I can get any kind of car I want. So what? I can get the same to the same place you're going with the vehicle I have, and my sleep is more peaceful than yours. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. Eventually, all your money is going to be gone. And you can't, you just get on board. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. No, you don't need any baggage. It wouldn't make any difference if you thought you needed. You cannot take anything into the kingdom of heaven with you. And so all your money you're going to leave behind, and you never spend any of it on the Lord. And there's so many people that label themselves as Christian works that are not Christian at all. They're preaching heresy, like just so many of them. Like Jack Van Impe, he just comes out and says he's Catholic, which the Lord despises, that that people that pray to Mary, where she's not deity whatsoever. And it's for people that want to believe a lie. They want to, because you can be forgiven in the Catholic cult to just say a few Hail Marys or Our Fathers and then go thy ways. I mean, you're now, there's nothing in the Bible that says that. Only the blood of Jesus takes away sin. So, but God casts down, he casts away the substance of the wicked. If you have substance and you've heard this message, now watch and see. If your substance is departing from you, it's because you're wicked, according to the Lord. The substance of the wicked, he casts away the substance of the wicked. Verse 4, he becometh poor that deals with a slack hand. Are you dealing with the slack hand? I mean, do you forget to tithe? Even though this program is the real truth and giving you the real word of God and telling you the real way to serve him, and you haven't sent in a penny. And therefore, it's robbing God, because we're not able to take as many radio stations on the air as we could if you tithe and gave offerings. So you're dealing with a slack hand. You're going to become poor, all of you that deal with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent are the ones that God makes rich. Verse 5. He that gathers in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causes shame. Is sleeping. The Bible says that the whole world is sleeping. I heard on one of the news channels today that say people that watch, you know, this news station are awake. But the Lord says the whole world is sleeping. And God gave me a vision of that. He showed a picture to me in a vision of an English bulldog. And I couldn't see the top of his head, but half of his body was in a doghouse. And the other half was outside the doghouse, and it was just a beautiful day. Sun was out, the sky was blue. And then as the movie camera moves away from the picture, I could see the top of his head, and there was a lion licking the brains out of his head. The top of his head was cut off. So he that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth at the time, and now is the time of harvest, now is the time that we're supposed to be winning souls, is the son that causes shame. And people are going to be judged by what they do. The Bible says that the works, we're going to be judged by the works we do. And there's a lot of false prophets that are preaching that we're not supposed to do works, that Jesus did it all. He did everything necessary for us to be able to have eternal life if we do what he says. But he doesn't say that we're free from work. He says we have to follow him in the works that he did. Even greater works would we do if we follow him. But certainly there's no blessing on our lives if we don't serve God. Verse 6, blessings are upon the head of the just. And who are the just again? Those that allow God to show himself or to manifest himself in human flesh. Well, how could we manifest God in the flesh or do works greater than what Christ did in these last days if we weren't doing his work? Answer that. Are you so far gone that you don't understand that? But violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Well, what is violence? You just keep... You know, I keep teaching people and rebuking and reproving them, and they think that's violence. But violence is not doing what the Lord says. Violence covers the mouth of the wicked. I see so many people clicking off in church, and they're talking about this and that, and this and that, and this and that, and this and that. But it isn't the things that the Lord wants them to talk about. So what they're doing, this is violence, because they're not redeeming the time. They're not using their mouth for the Lord, but they're using their mouth for wickedness. And what is wickedness? It's anything other than talking about the Lord. Okay, verse 7. The memory of the just is blessed. Why? Because they leave the imprint of God that was living in them, the memory of the just. They leave the memory of God living in flesh branded into your mind, your heart and soul. Not everybody keeps the commandments of the Lord because the Lord isn't in them. And I can hear people talk so sweetly, and that doesn't mean the Lord is in them either, because they're forgiving people the sin that even the Lord doesn't forgive. So they're contrary to the word of God. The memory of the just is blessed. but the name of the wicked shall rot. What is the name of the rotten? It's wicked, because they pretend to be Christians and they're not. Verse 8, the wise in heart will receive commandments. Well, what would a commandment be if it wasn't for God telling you, commanding you to do something? And so, if you do it, then you're just. Because if you don't do it, well, then you're wicked. And the wickedness is witchcraft. Because obedience is wise, but disobedience is the same as witchcraft. But a wise in heart person will receive commandments. They will do the work that the Lord is commanding them to do. But a prating fool shall fall. A babbling fool or a prating fool, which is fall. They don't have the desire to allow God to manifest himself in their flesh. And so you can hate me all you want. I'm just telling you what the Lord says. And if you don't like it, lump it. Verse 9. He that walketh uprightly, in other words, showing God in them, he that walketh uprightly walketh surely. Because it's for sure God wants to manifest himself in human beings, because there's no other way that God manifests himself. And then you might say, well, he manifested himself to the Apostle Paul and to yourself by coming to you himself. Well, he manifested himself while I was still in my flesh and while Paul was still in his flesh. So, that's when I started wanting to be sure of what I was doing. I started asking the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do? I know you're there now. Paul knew that Christ was truly the way, the truth, and the life when Christ appeared to him on the road to Damascus. And so he began allowing Christ to manifest himself in the flesh. But you may say, well, that was you and that was Paul, but that isn't us. Yeah, you're right. That isn't you. But we're not supposed to be us. We're supposed to be members of Christ's body. We're supposed to be allowing him to manifest himself in our body. Now, that's not a cop-out to say that God called you. He's calling to everyone through me. And if there's others like me, then he's calling you through all of us and through his word. And that's what you must do. You must do the work of the Lord. You must let him do his work in and through you. Now, verse 9, he that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. You're not letting the Lord walk uprightly in you, and you think that you're not known. But you're perverting your ways by not doing what the Lord wants to do. He wants you to manifest that God is living in you, and there's no way that you can do that unless he is living in you. And don't think that you're not known. You are known. And therefore, you're condemned until you start doing that. Now, God will forgive you, but you better start doing it now because we're at the end of time. And none of us knows whether we're going to go out and meet the Lord tonight or not, or this afternoon, or in the morning, or during the time you're sleeping. Verse 10. He that winketh with the eye causes sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. You know, a bunch of fools in this world. You've been deceived by the devil, by these people that are running for presidency. They ask me who I'm voting for. I'm not going to vote for either any of them. They're all nothing but false prophets, false preachers and teachers, and they're lying to you out of the both corners of their mouth. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. None of these people have a mouth that is a well of life. They're just puppets of the Antichrist, devil, the Pope. But violence covers the mouth of the wicked. These people say they're Christians. Well, of course they are. And they press the button to bomb all these different nations because they don't like the fact that they're not walking under the dictatorship of democracy. That all democracy is dictatorship of the Pope. Verse 12, the Bible says we're supposed to love God and hate the devil. So it's the commandments for us to hate. Verse 12, hatred stirreth up strife, but love covereth all sins. Well, but the Lord commands us to hate Satan, to hate all evil. He says for us to not fear these people that can kill us. He says, but fear God who can also kill you and send your soul to hell. You see, Satan can't send your soul to hell if you're walking in the Spirit. If you're manifesting the Word Christ Almighty in you, in your flesh, because you're crucifying your flesh. That's the only way you can do it, is deny yourself. There's so much wantonness in this world. But we have to deny ourselves and take up the cross, and not a crown or a bouquet of roses, and go the hard route. We know that if we hate Satan, it's going to stir up some strife. Oh, we're going to get persecution. The Lord says that if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. So we do have to hate that which is evil. And we overcome evil by preaching the gospel and letting Christ manifest himself in our human bodies, in human flesh. Because that's the way Christ did it. And he expects, he was our example. And he wants us to do the same. So hatred stirs up strife, for sure. But love, we fight the hatred. But we're supposed to love our enemies, all right. But we have to hate evil also. And if we hate evil, then the Lord shows us that love covereth all sins. For us to allow Christ to manifest himself in us. Now, so many people say that Christ never rebuked people or said any unkind words. Well, you ought to read the Bible, and you'll see that Christ called the Pharisees. He says, you are of your father, the devil. And he tells people that fall away from God, from letting God manifest himself in them, that they stop doing that. He says that they're like dogs and pigs. They're like dogs that have gone back to their vomit. And they're like a sow, a hog, that's gone back to its wallowing in the filth of this world, the mire. Hatred stirs up strifes, different strifes. When we hate the devil, it does that. And if we hate one another, it does that too. But love covereth all sins. Well, what is love, though? Keeping God's commandments. That's what love is. Love isn't kissing each other and hugging each other and getting sensual. Love, keeping of God's commandments, the Bible says, is what love is, covers all sins. So, part of love then is, he said, that we're to hate evil. Because God hates evil, and we're to be like him. If we're the manifestation of God in the flesh, well, then we manifest that we hate evil. And I'm going to take the rest of this up in the next message, but right now we have some letters. Where is the first letter from, please?
From Newport, Arkansas.
Okay, let's hear what they have to say.
Dear Brother and Pastor Tony, as I write this letter, thinking about all that God has given me and shown me through your ministry that God has entrusted you with, my heart rejoices for you, and God continues to show his favor in his plan for the ones that truly love him. God bless you. I'm constantly being surprised each day by the moving of the Holy Spirit. I have witnessed with my own spiritual eyes the working power of God in people's lives. I'm so excited about the material that you send me. It has reached a third of the people in my end in housing 3. Over 300 brothers are reaching out to God because of the power that flows through the task and assignment that he has given you. As I said before, I can't keep your material. I'm always passing it out after I've studied it. I thank Jesus for using me in this way. You sent me one of your world newsletters recently talking about Here I Am, about the enemy and his tactics and his devices, and how the enemy is sabotaging the government that has been sworn to serve us and to protect us. He's constantly blinding the eye that it doesn't see the real truth. But you also spoke about the keys to the kingdom, about spiritual sight, spiritual wisdom, spiritual understanding, and the knowledge of the truth. He said Jesus Christ is the example that he has given us. The Bible study that's constantly having people added to it says hello to you and thank you. We are growing every day. Here I Am is what we are studying in Bible study. And if you can send us more material on this subject, it truly will be received in the will of God. I thank God for bringing you into my life and for all you have done for me through him. I truly know now by your example that God is truly there. Things he has shown me and provided for me through you being so far away, having never met me physically, it is to be the will of God. I look forward to hearing from you when you can. May this letter reach you in the ministries in good health. I will pray for you. Ask the church to pray for me. May you, your family, and the church, and the saints of God be blessed and protected always. I love you in the name of Jesus. Anthony from Newport, Arkansas.
Well, God bless you too, brother, and may God really manifest and continue manifesting himself in you. You're for sure a brother in the Lord, and I love you as well. Now, it's time for us to get right with the Lord. Now, if you'd like God to manifest himself in and through you, then simply do it. It's very easy to do. Even little five-year-old children can receive the Lord and let him start living his life in you. Say this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, Holy Spirit. I know because your word says so. Your word says that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord and give him all the glory, all the praise, all the glory, and all the thanks. And just raise your hands up and praise the Lord. And Sharon, tell our listening audience how they can receive a copy of this program number 783.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord, and make sure you tune in tomorrow for another powerful message from the Lord, the exact rightly dividing of the word. And here I am to sing for you, Onward Christian Soldiers.
National attention has been focused on banner headlines proclaiming Christians are being kidnapped, tortured, committed to mental institutions, accused of brainwashing and mind control. Arise, Christian America. The King is coming. Hold fast. The day of the Lord is here.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to one. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Like a mighty army, move the church of God. Brothers, we
Yeah.